Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has expressed openness to the deployment of Western troops in Ukraine as part of a broader security framework tied to NATO membership. Speaking on his Telegram channel, Zelensky said clear timelines for joining both NATO and the European Union are essential for Ukraine's future. He noted, however, that NATO membership requires unanimous approval and that the ongoing conflict complicates the process. The potential for deploying Western troops and Ukraine joining NATO has raised concerns about escalating tensions with Russia, which currently occupies about one-fifth of Ukrainian territory. Moscow views NATO expansion as a provocation. Zelensky's remarks come as U.S. President-elect Donald Trump seeks to negotiate a ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine. Trump met with Zelensky in Paris over the weekend but has not yet outlined a detailed plan. Zelensky also plans to discuss NATO membership with outgoing U.S. President Joe Biden, emphasizing that Biden still holds the authority to address the matter during his remaining time in office. NATO has described Ukraine as being on an irreversible path to membership. However, unresolved territorial disputes and the ongoing war have prevented the alliance from extending a formal invitation. NATO members like the United States and Germany have also expressed caution, fearing that rapid inclusion could escalate the conflict. On the ground, Ukraine is facing relentless attacks from Russian forces. Zelensky reported that nearly 500 guided bombs, 400 drones, and 20 missiles were launched against Ukraine in the past week. Intense fighting continues in the eastern Donetsk region, where Ukrainian defenses remain under pressure. In Germany, opposition leader Friedrich Merz criticized Chancellor Olaf Scholz for being overly cautious regarding military aid to Ukraine. Merz supports sending long-range missiles, arguing that restricting their range leaves Ukraine at a disadvantage. Scholz has resisted, citing fears of provoking a broader war. Zelensky reiterated his commitment to a diplomatic resolution, saying Ukraine seeks peace, but also requires firm security guarantees to safeguard its sovereignty. Meanwhile, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, in an interview with Tucker Carlson last week, described Russia's recent hypersonic missile launch as a direct message to the West. Lavrov warned that Russia is prepared to use any means to prevent a strategic defeat and called it a very serious mistake to repeatedly test Moscow's red lines.